This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Drama brewing at Dove Valley. We've got a bunch of stuff. It's only been 4 days to start the offseason. We got coaches getting fired. We got coaches, head coaches saying, a guy has a pretty rich injury history. We got a player coming out saying, hey, wait, not so fast. We'll get into that. A rough game for the Colorado State Rams last night. Are the Rams just going to be a bad team this year? We'll get into all of that today. Kevin Lytle will join us from the Coloradoan, and we'll break into it. It's going to be a fun show. Michael Porter Jr. is back in town tonight for the Nuggets game. The whole show starts now. Week it's been, Mike. After we get off the air on Tuesday, we hear that Sean Payton's moving on from his OC, he's moving on from his wide receivers coach, he's moving on from his DBs coach. So we didn't get to hit that as hard like that day. And then we get off the air yesterday, Mike, and it's found out that, okay, Greg Penner was going to do a press conference, and media members got about 3 hour notice or so. Shortly after that notice was sent out, there was like a 60-minute buffer. It's announced that Bo Nix wants to address the media, wants to have a discussion with the media via Skype or whatever, and basically to address the injury situation. Because Sean Payton, and we'll get the proper quotes, we've actually got the clips spliced together, I believe, Sean was talking pretty extensively about Bo Nix's injury history, basically saying something along the lines of, hey, it wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when with that ankle, which would lead many people to believe that Bo Nix has a bad ankle and, you know, he might be susceptible to re-injuring that ankle. And whether Sean Payton said that directly or not, which he didn't necessarily, Bo thought it necessary to address the world, the sports world, in saying, hey, man, I don't have an injury history here. I'm not one of those guys. And he's trying to clarify that. Why was that important? We'll get into it. But here is kind of a splice here, Michael. It's Sean Payton addressing the media after the season, talking about Bo's injury, which is funny because he doesn't talk much about players' injuries. He shuts that down pretty quickly. And this is also mixed in with Bo's Skype interview and what he had to say exactly about his injury and Sean Payton's comments about said injury. Here it is.
A condition that was like predisposed. They always find a little bit more when they go in, and it wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when.
Didn't have any predisposed issues. Man, my ankles were feeling really good.
He said he had one in high school, and then he said he had one at Auburn. And I said, I didn't realize that. I said, if I'd have known that, I wouldn't have drafted you.
I don't think he really should share how many surgeries I've had in the past, to be honest with you. But because he doesn't really even know that.
Okay, so there's a couple of key things to point out, Mike, and you're cringing. Some people think it's a nothing burger. Some people think that there's something here. Now, Parker Gabriel, I believe, of the Denver Post, had tweeted out Bo Nix's comments. And then deleted the tweet because he said the reporter asked the question in such a way that it wasn't factual, that Sean Payton didn't reference the surgeries. Michael, can you play that? Let's play that clip again. And I want you guys to listen closely when Sean Payton says he had one. What does had one mean? He had one in high school. He had one in Auburn. Here it is again.
A condition that was like predisposed. They always find a little bit more when they go in. And it wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when.
Didn't have any predisposed issues. Man, my ankles were feeling really good.
He said he had one in high school, and then he said he had one at Auburn. And I said, I didn't realize that. I said, if I'd have known that, I wouldn't have drafted you.
I don't think he really should share how many surgeries I've had in the past, to be honest with you, but because I don't, you know, he doesn't really even know that.
Okay. So the belief is that the media jumped the gun, that they asked questions about Sean Payton referencing the surgeries, but Parker Gabriel, again, of the Denver Post, made it sound like, no, that was that wasn't a factual question because he never referenced the surgeries. Well, Mike, just help me out here because I'm trying not to be gotcha, dude. What did Sean Payton mean by he had one in high school, he had one in Auburn? What did he mean by that?
I mean, it sounds to me like he either said broken ankle or
surgery.
Surgery.
Yeah. So here's what I have found. This is from, let me just make sure we have a reputable person here. There's this guy named Dr. Jesse Morse. He's a regenerative medicine, stem cells, longevity, all this stuff. He has 200,000 followers on X. And he does a lot of professional sports coverage. He does a lot of that. Now, he posted, you can actually find the injury history of players, Mike. We did it for J.K. Dobbins, remember? We went through his outline. Here is the injury history for Bo Nix. September 8th, 2017, injury, ankle, games missed, 4, left ankle fracture, no details. November 13th, 2001, ankle, 3 games missed, right ankle fracture, no details, did require surgery. Don't know when, but it did require that. November 15th, 2021, ankle, right foot, ankle, surgery, no details. November 24th, back issue. We won't go there. And then obviously this recent one. So according to this, it does kind of check out with what Sean Payton's saying, that there were issues with his, first it was his left ankle, then it was his right ankle, and then in November 15th, 2021, right foot, ankle, no surgery on that. So the thing that strikes me here, because Bo sounded a little salty, did he not, Mike? Sound a little pissed off.
I mean, I would feel the same way. I'm a very private dude, so like I'd kind of snap.
What did the question we asked the question yesterday? With the injury and with what Sean Payton said, does that concern you about Bo Nix and his future? We asked the question because anybody's going to ask that question. Bo obviously heard those questions, Mike. Bo obviously thought about those questions. He's going into his third year. He's got, obviously, he's contracted through this year. And then what is it, the fourth year option, kind of team option, player option, whatever. This year is a critical year for him when you're talking about a long-term contract. So he's looking at that saying, wait a second, you're Sean Payton, you're basically throwing out that I've had this injury before, and it's something that was going to happen anyway because of the injury. So that's going to make it a little more difficult for me, regardless of what I do next season, to get a long-term contract. Be that with the Broncos, be that with any team. Getting a long-term contract is difficult if you have a history of injuries, which we didn't really discuss a lot with Bo until this recent ankle thing. And yes, Sean Payton speaking on it certainly ignited that conversation. So Bo's thinking of it, no. I want to get out in front of this. This is not a predisposed situation. I didn't have any injuries, nothing major. But then he said something along the lines of, Sean, I wish he wouldn't. How did he say that, Mike? I think I have the quote in front of me here. He really should share how many surgeries I've had in the past, to be honest with you, because he doesn't even really know that. Now, I call BS on that, right? If you're drafting a guy, Mike, part of your evaluation, this isn't just drafting. This is any player you bring into your organization. What is one of the first things that you do?
injury history.
Yep.
You also look up criminal history.
Well, I don't know if that's a top priority, but
I mean that's a when it comes to quarterback, you want
criminal
that pretty
history
high
is
going to
probably be pretty obvious. You're going to know if Patrick Mahomes did something bad. You're going to get as much injury history as you possibly can. Now, Sean did joke and say, "Hey, had I known that, I wouldn't have drafted him." That was a joke, right? Because he seems like he knows. According to him, he knows there's a history of injury there. Was Sean Payton who's in the wrong on this? Who's is anyone in the wrong, or Sean has been so consistent about not talking about his players' injuries because it pisses him off for some reason, like really bad. Yet he opens the book on Bo Nix, and then Bo hears that, sees everything blowing up on social media, probably hears goofy radio shows say things like, "Is that a concern about Bo Nix's future as the franchise quarterback?" and says, "I need to get out in front of this and tell you all that I don't have a history of injury."
Here's kind of my situation. He's a public figure, an NFL public figure. So injuries that could affect your career, maybe they should be known. Now, a cancerous pimple on your butt, we don't need to know that. But something like you get your ribs fractured all the time, or you're susceptible to concussions all the time, I mean, the public maybe might want to know that. I know there's HIPAA rules. I know that there's privacy, but this is kind of the NFL, and fans kind of want to know this. You're a public figure.
It's pretty significant information.
It's a really gray area, but I feel like NFL injuries are different than other private, you know,
especially at your quarterback position. If you hear that Patrick Surtain suddenly has a history of injury, well, guess what, Mike? You have backup cornerbacks that are typically on the field anyway. You just move people up in the depth chart. We all talked about the backup quarterback situation. It's been part of a healthy discussion here on the whole show. When it comes to your quarterback, you have to be very delicate with not only how you approach talking about the injuries, but how you approach dealing with the future. That was one of the reasons Lamar Jackson's contract took forever to get signed. Because if you're Baltimore, you're thinking, is this guy going to get hurt with the way he plays? He has kind of a history already.
And he got hurt.
And he almost hurt. I mean, he hurt like three different things this year. So Bo comes out and kind of throws out the line of, hey, he shouldn't really be talking about my surgeries. He basically says, I don't think he even knows. But it is a record. I don't like to say public record or whatever, but a simple Google. Go Google J.K. Dobbins' injury history. Go Google Bo Nix's injury history. And you'll find it. You'll find everything you need on the ankle. 2021, Nix underwent right ankle surgery in November. November of 2021, Mike. And then 2026, same ankle. He had another surgery on it. Bo sounded upset.
I would be upset too.
Do you think he approached this the right way? I mean, even the way he went about it with the Skype thing, he kind of threw his coach out there. Like, first off, he said he shouldn't be talking about my ankle. Second off, he doesn't even know. Yeah. A little spicy. A little spicy there.
I feel like overall, I'm siding with the coach on this one. I don't know if I should, but I kind of, from him being a public figure, him being a sports figure, and us, the NFL, being very transparent about injuries and being very mum's the word about other things, you know, if you have a health issue outside of football, they'll say health issue and they won't talk about it.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm more on the side of the coach on this one. I feel like were signed under false pretenses.
Well, I don't think so. I think Sean.
Well, if the coach doesn't know, there are other things that weren't reported.
Well, according to Bo, Sean doesn't know, but I would guarantee you, if I can Google this, Mike, and I can find 14 different stories to back up the exact timeline of the injuries, and I'm not saying it's 100% factual, but if I can Google it, then you better believe that Sean was talking to, maybe not doctors, but talking to coaches and saying, hey, what's the situation with that ankle in 2021? What's the situation with that ankle in 2022? Which was the left ankle, I believe. They're both kind of in the right. Sean probably shouldn't have went on and expressed the exact details on the ankle stuff. Lonster's on the First Advantage hotline. Lonster, what's on your mind, man?
Hey, how you doing, Brady?
I'm doing good. Trying to sort through some new drama.
Yeah, for sure. There's always drama with sports, isn't there, half the time?
And the Broncos have had a ton of it after a phenomenal season, 4 days into the offseason, and we've got coaches being fired left and right and maybe a little quarrel between the head coach and the franchise quarterback.
At least we're not the
Bills. You know what? I don't think there's really quarrel. I think Bo came out. I think he did a good job of holding his news conference there.
But how would you feel if the guy, like, you're the boss, Sean Payton's the boss, and your player comes out and basically says, I wish he wouldn't talk about, he shouldn't talk about my stuff. He doesn't even know. I mean, first off, he's telling you not to talk about my stuff, and he's also saying, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You know what? I would say, okay, I will not do it. I would say, I'm sorry I ever brought it up. I mean, that's how I would have. No, really. In fact, I was listening to the commentator afterwards and the announcers afterwards said that, you know, they felt pretty bad. They felt better about when he came out and did it.
About Bo's thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not in love with the verbiage, I guess, of the actual thing. The idea in and of itself isn't awful, I guess, if you're trying to dispel a few things. But when he's saying he has no predisposed situation, he does. I mean, I've got it right in front of me. I've got Bo Nix's injury history right in front of me. So it's kind of fascinating to hear him say, now it could be a different bone in the ankle, I guess. But he does have a history of ankle injury.
Well, he does, but true. But, you know, there's certain things that I think that just kind of needs to be put in a little privacy a little bit, too, I think, at times.
Lonster, appreciate the call, man.
No, that's just the way I feel about it.
No, I get you.
You know,
I get you. No, I get it. It's I kind of go back and forth here, but thanks for the call, my friend. Have a great day. Noob says Peyton is trying to deflect from how bad of a game plan he had last weekend. I think he opened up. Listen, Sean Payton has a history of, even though he's pretty mums the word on injuries, Sean Payton, who was the reporter he talked to a few years ago about Russell Wilson and everything, and he said, maybe I had one too many lattes. And he was just opening up and talking about all these. We got to find that story. He probably said a little too much.
He was probably really furious about, you know, they find something new about Bo's ankle, and he's like, well, wait a minute, how come I didn't know this? Like, maybe
I think he did know.
There's a difference between, oh, you have a history of injuries, and you have, like, you know, you're prone to it. There's a difference between the two. Like, I could, you know, have elbow injuries, or I could have just a really terrible elbow.
I find
elbow.
It really hard that any NFL head coach does not know, maybe not off the top of his head, but it's documented before they make the decision to A, draft them, or B, sign them in free agency, or C, re-sign them. I believe that you have to know this. You have to do your research. You're talking to coaches. You're getting into all that before you draft. That's the first thing. One of the first things you're looking at, maybe the first thing, is skill set. And then you start breaking into what the injury looks like, or what his injury history looks like. Noob says the NFL will find stuff that you would think never would come to light. I'm sure they heard about this from his past. Yeah, I'm sure they did. But for Bo to just kind of say, it's, you know, I don't have this. It hasn't happened. He does. Now, you can have... Now, this Jesse Morris that I'm talking about here posted, for the first 3 years of his college career, Nix played at Auburn. Famous Dr. James Andrews and Dr. Waldrop have been known for many years to cover both Auburn and Alabama football as either team doctors or consultants. Hence the connection. Wouldn't be surprised if Nix texted while dripped after the game with the new information. And he said, hey, I can squeeze you in on Tuesday. Yeah, because he did. He went back there. He went back to Alabama, which is where he got the surgery. So why did he go to Alabama when there are surgeons all over the place? Because he's had the surgery before. I'm guessing it's the same. I'm probably the same surgeon. I'm familiar
trust
with
the doctors.
You. I'm familiar with you as a patient. You trust me. I fixed you up last time, so I'm going right back to you. Because I remember when it said he was going back to Alabama, going to Alabama to get his surgery done, this recent one, everyone was kind of like, huh, okay, why? Well, his surgeon, he played for Auburn, pretty close by. Fascinating. Do I think this is something that will fester?
If you let it.
Yeah, I mean, are the two of them talking today 50-50? Probably. Maybe more than Matt. Maybe 70%. 80%. Does Sean make that call? Does Bo make that call? Who picks up the phone? Does Sean call and say, man, look, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have went into all that detail, I guess. But at the same time, like, anybody can Google it. Anybody can figure it out. Eastside Chris texting in. Sean needs to express his take on predisposed injury versus pre-existing injury. Apparently, the beginning of the fracture was presently there. It was a matter of time until it would become a broken ankle. Of his draft class, he has the most starts. Well, like, collegiately and NFL, because he's played a long time. And that's also something to say for his durability. Played a lot. Didn't miss a ton of games, according to the injury report. What does my gut say? Is this a festering thing? And I've already heard some of the texters and... oh, the media is just blowing this one up. It's the stories write themselves, guys. Sometimes they do. This isn't. Now, if Bo Nix wouldn't have come out yesterday and done anything, it'd be a slight conversation. Yes, I asked you yesterday, are you worried about the future of Bo Nix with this injury? And my own answer to that is no. Without digging back up the injury history. But I don't think it would have been something that would have blown up this big if Bo doesn't do the Skype and doesn't say it the way he said it. Yes, Michael.
Well, I think yesterday it was for me, it was more like, oh, this is worrisome. I hope he doesn't get injured again. And today I'm more like, you know, DeMond Williams is a great quarterback. I know he doesn't believe in loyalty or anything, and he wants lots of money. But boy, he sure is a great quarterback, and he's mobile.
A lot of people, which I think is a little crazy, there are a lot of people that start hearing the injury stuff, and it's like, should the Broncos be drafting a quarterback? Should they be thinking about drafting a quarterback? Not in an early round, but if you're also out on Stidham, and you know Bo Nix is a Hall of Famer, and Stidham is just as good as Michael out there, apparently. Then,
which is not
then it
true.
Would be smart to draft a quarterback. Because but that's why it's part of why if you're Bo, you want to say, no, I don't have that stuff happening. That affects his current, that affects the immediate future, and that affects the foreseeable future with how he's perceived. Faith, wonder if Peyton knew Bo was going to do this, or was he blindsided by this Bo press conference? I don't know the answer to that. I do know that the Denver Broncos sent out an email saying Greg Penner was going to be available to the media a couple of hours before he was available to the media. After that, I don't know the time frame, but from what I've read and heard and seen, it was within an hour of notice of when Bo Nix was going to do his Skype thing. So they were media members were given about an hour or so before they knew that Bo was wanting to talk to the media. I don't. I know Tanner and Brian on Good Morning NoCo this morning were like, no, this is a nothing burger. This is... Michael, my mind does weird things, okay? So I start hearing this from Bo. And then I start going, what if they get into it? What if they get into an argument about this? Isn't this the kind of thing where in 5 years, if Denver's done with Bo or he's done with them, in 5 years, 4 years, 3 years, we look back to January 28th, 2026 and say, that's when it all started. Russell Wilson. They didn't just up and say, we want to trade Russell Wilson, Mike. There were issues in the years before that. Zoom, Faith, I don't know. Skype, Zoom, whatever. But the Russell Wilson, remember, go back and read that long story that came out right when Russ was traded, which made Broncos fans kind of go, ooh. There were issues when Russ was having an MVP-type season, and he turned it over a lot in a game and struggled in the first half of a game. I don't remember the exact details, but it was against the Giants. And Pete Carroll basically ran the ball, and I think Russ threw it a handful of times the second half. And Russ was pissed off about that because he's like, you're ruining my MVP campaign here. So that's when that all kind of started. And some of that started even during the Super Bowl when Russ threw that interception. And some people say, well, Russ, oh, they'll be back, and Russ and Pete Carroll are like this. They love each other. These are little things. These are little post-it notes that you put in the career timestamp of history between these two gentlemen. Could this be one of those? We've already seen Bo and Sean blow up at each other twice now that I can think of. One in his rookie year, which led to the Ferris Bueller thing. And then they had a little bit of an altercation this year when Bo told Sean to wake up. Yelled it. You could hear it. Saying, wake up, Sean. Because didn't feel like the offense, the game plan was as sharp as it needed to be.
I agreed with Bo on that one.
Is Sean Payton a problem?
I think he has some problems. I think there's probably a little bit on both sides. And again, this all comes down to I don't know everything.
Oh.
And I don't think we all know everything.
Mm. Some people know things.
Wow. I think they both know a lot more than we do. I think if one of them's going to pick up the phone, it'll probably be Coach. He'll probably call.
You would think
talk
so.
To Bo. If I was Bo, I would have talked to Coach first before
I would hope that's the case. And if that's the case, then I would say this is probably nothing.
If that was the case, then I would have said yeah.
But if Bo just got a wild hair and suddenly said he's like seething as he's reading this stuff and hearing all the talk and chatter about it, and he goes, you know what? Screw this, man. I need to tell everybody. He doesn't know my body like I know my body.
Yeah, I was putting myself in his shoes in that situation and thinking how I would react if I was the quarterback and I just got injured.
This is a great point from Faith, and this is what I've always said. The media will make it a problem until they both come out to say there is no problem. Yeah, if there's no problem, then tell us there's no problem. If I ask you a question and it's not an obvious yes or no, and I ask a yes or no answer, and your answer is anything but, then I always assume the worst. Did you do the thing they're accusing you of doing? Well, I mean, right now at this point, we're not talking about it. If you didn't, then it's pretty obvious.
You probably did.
That. So, yes, the media, people love to just go at the media for this kind of thing because I'm feeding into it. Listen, it's a topic. This is a sports topic. And to slough it off and just go, no, that's no big deal. Your quarterback undermined you. He said you don't know what you're talking about. In close to similar words, Mike, he essentially said, I don't think he should be talking about my surgeries because I don't even think he knows. That two-sentence sequence there might bother some. Might bother certain leaders. You know? You are just locked in a death stare with me right now. What's on your mind, Mike? That was a different look. I haven't seen that look before.
My niece texted me.
Oh, okay. You had something going on. Okay.
I'm very happy. I like it when my niece is next.
So we got good news? We got good news? Because you looked like somebody just gave you a puppy. Like you had a look. I can't read from there. Here, Mike. It's probably personal.
I was just showing you that.
Was it
my
a positive
niece
thing?
Me.
Like, listen to you, Mr. Positive Uncle over there. You should have seen this guy. It was like those cartoons when they get something, the little baby cartoon, the little beady eyes all water up, and they're just like, yeah, that's how. That's exactly the face that I got there. I've never seen that face before. This is a new day.
My happiness could actually heal Bo Nix's injuries.
Injury, Mike. And you best keep his ankle out of your
injured
mouth.
Ego
that sounded
could
bad.
Heal that.
That sounded bad. You best keep his ankle out of your mouth. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. 35 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. Give me your thoughts on this one. Do you think more comes from this? Is this the start of division between head coach and starting quarterback? It's the whole show. Powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We'll be right back.
One Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
All right, today's the day on The Rocks Liquor. They are help them celebrate 15 years in business. And if you are a listener of The Hull Show and you like what we do here at KFKA, these are these businesses we talk about. We would love so much if you'd go support them. And why not do it on a day like today? This Thursday. It's their big 15. Stop by for giveaways, great deals. There's a food truck going to be there from Bomb Tacos. They're going to be there 11 to 7. They hope to see you there. That's on the Rocks Liquor. I'm going to be stopping by there after Rams Weekly today. So I'm going to stop by, say hello, maybe grab a pop or something, settle in for the weekend. It's not quite there yet, but we're close enough. On the Rocks Liquor, do me a favor. Go out there. Go out there, tell them you heard about them right here on The Hull Show. It'd make their day. And it's a great local business. John and Tony have done a wonderful job.
Do you think they still have any Denver Broncos alcohol?
I bet we could try. You want to scoot down there with me?
My scooter doesn't go that far.
We could try.
Battery.
Mike, you're never going to know if you don't take a chance, man.
You should have said you're never going to know if you don't go.
Not really in the rhymey mood anymore. Holidays are over.
You don't want to rhyme all the time?
No, I don't want to do that ever.
Rhyme's a crime?
If you had to predict... Does anything, I mean, Sean and Bo, kiss and make up, no issue? It's not like it's a really heated thing, but.
I think if they are actually mad at each other, they're going to say grumpy gusses for a bit.
Bo sounded mad. Bo sounded a little upset, a little annoyed.
Sean sounded frustrated.
Yeah, probably nothing. Nothing.
If they were mad at each other, it festered for 30 seconds.
And the Broncos put this information out. They, you know, Bo wanted the press conference, and they put it out. So I would imagine. I mean, Sean Payton's the guy that's like, the Christmas tree is over there. Hell no, get it over there. Like that's a documented story. He was pissed where the Christmas tree was in the welcome area when you got to Dove Valley. So. For him to not know that Bo was a little perturbed and was going to do this would be highly unlikely in my brain. Therefore, probably seems like it's okay. So we move on? We done? Are we done with this until something else comes out?
Yeah.
We got it out of our system?
I hope we're done. I just think you and I got our cynical brains going.
Well, that's what we try to bring logic, me especially, bring logic to the Hull Show. And sometimes you have to sort things out. You have to verbally sort these things out. Odds are it's nothing. But it's a very interesting story.
You said mostly
me. Yes, mostly me on the logic department. Yeah, 100%.
I'm holding a press conference.
You can try, but nobody's going to hear it. Because where would you air it?
It's going to be on Skype.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Did we not do Skype anymore? I don't like the... Can I say this? We did all the Zoom thing in 2020 because nobody wanted to meet or whatever. Yeah, I know why. But now people keep doing it. So it's like, hey, I can't meet with you today. Instead of just saying, but I'll give you a call, it's, could we do a Zoom? And then I got to get a link. I got to pull up a link. I got to click it. I got to make sure my password's up. Oh, crap, I got to update on my Zoom because I haven't done it in a long time. No, just pick up the phone. If we're not going to meet in person, we can do a phone call. We don't have to see each other's face. Like, that's not the thing. We don't have to see each other's face. We can talk about it. You don't get anybody asking you to do Zooms, I'm guessing, because you are looking at me like I am describing a camel to an alien right now.
I learned what Zoom was yesterday.
Yeah. Literally yesterday?
No, but I just don't need to do the Zooms.
I would not
everybody
want you to.
That I need to talk to is like, let's talk on the phone. Let's text.
Whenever I need something
office.
From you or you've screwed up again, what do I usually do? I call you.
Screw up again. I'm holding a press conference.
44 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. Michael Porter Jr.'s back in town tonight. So we'll talk about MPJ and how that all went down over the years, because there's a lot of people that are salty on that discussion. Should have never got rid of MPJ. What are you talking about? He didn't live up to his contract. We can get into that. Also, Colorado State, Houston, we have a problem. That was some bad basketball last night from Ali Faroukmanesh and his Colorado State Rams. We'll get into it coming up next. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
If you guys want to win a free TV, a 55-inch 4K Ultra HD HD Ambilight Roku Smart TV, without having to do anything to get entered, but go to Big City Roadhouses, walk in the door, then write the day down. Well, you don't need to write it down. It's the Super Bowl. That's going to be the place to go watch. If you're going out and you're not staying at home to watch the Super Bowl, you guys got to check out Big City Roadhouse. TVs everywhere. Everywhere, massive TVs, and there's one in the corner that's in a box, brand new, that you could win. Walk in the door on Super Bowl Sunday, and they're going to give you a ticket. And throughout the first half, they're going to be calling out numbers of tickets, and if your number matches it, you'll get a remote control. Several of you will get a remote control. And then at halftime, you're going to watch the halftime show? You know me. You know my take on halftime shows. They're terrible anyway. At halftime, you're going to be given a remote control. You go up. If you click the on button and it turns the TV on, boom. It's yours. Plus that day, they're doing $3 domestic pints, $4 micro pints all day, and the food is ridiculous. Everything on the menu is fantastic at Big City Roadhouse.
You know what they should do? Instead of turning the TV on,
yeah.
Since the Super Bowl halftime is so terrible, they should make it turn the TV off.
Well, it's the TV that they're putting in that they're unboxing. And
I know, but like if
see
you
has the it's already
just
on.
Have it already on,
nah, it's not as
Super
cool.
Bowl halftime.
This is
just
why you're
turn
not
that
in,
off.
This is you're not in marketing. Some people like Super Bowl halftime shows.
Yeah,
I'm not
wrong.
I'm not one of those guys. I've never enjoyed Super Bowl halftime shows ever.
The last good one was the Motown one in like Super Bowl 33.
I don't even remember. I remember a few of them, but I don't get into it. 11:52 the time, Mike. We'll take a quick break here. We'll wrap up hour number one. We got top stories of the day. Colorado State in trouble. UNC back at it tonight. Looking forward to that game. Keep with us here on the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe.
Games and talk. Keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Could have used Nico Carvacho last night. Could have used David Roddy or Isaiah Stevens. That was a rough game. San Diego State's good, and when they play at the Viejas Arena, they're really, really good. And I think Kevin Lytle wrote about this in the Colorado, and the story is out. The way to beat the Rams, pressure the hell out of them. because they're going to turn it over. We'll talk to Kevin later on in the program about Colorado State, where they sit at this point. Keep it right here. Top stories of the day coming up. More on the Hall of Fame snub. We'll get into that. It'll be fun. It'll be exciting. It's a whole show. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.